Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shrinivasan.org, the next program is Nyaya, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Moola, presented by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Shri Gurubhyo Namah. Hari Om. Om Nidhaya Hridi Vishvesham. Vidhaya Guru Vandanam. बालानां सुखबोधाय क्रियते तर्कसंग्रहः. सो वी वर हियर इन अभाव एब्सेंस नेगेशन. नाउ वी कम इन टू द डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ द्रव्यास. तत्र गंधवती पृथ्वी पृथिव्यप्तेजो वायु आकाश दिक्काल आत्मनामसी नव द्रव्यास. नाउ वी कम इन टू दिस फर्स्ट द्रव्य. आई एम नॉट गोइंग टू यूज सब्सटेंस फ्रॉम नाउ. वी नो नाउ व्हाट द्रव्य इज. सो द्रव्य मीन्स सब्सटेंस. नाउ द्रव्य फर्स्ट द्रव्य पृथ्वी. व्हाट इज पृथ्वी? अर्थ. वी नो व्हाट अर्थ इज. डू वी नो रियली व्हाट अर्थ इज? वी डोंट नो बिकॉज वी आर नॉट एबल टू एक्सप्लेन. अर्थ मीन्स राउंड. नो अर्थ मीन्स दैट विच हैज अर्थली स्मेल. व्हाट इज अर्थली स्मेल? Is it, does it belong to earth? Yes, belong to earth. What is earth really? Gandhavati Prithvi. Tatra, tatra Gandhavati Prithvi. Sa dvidha nitya nitya cha nitya paramanu rupa nitya kari rupa mastrivitha sharir indri vishe veda shariram asmatadinam indriyam gandhakrahakam granam na sakravarti vishayo mrutpashanadihi. Tatra Gandhavati Prithvi. Tatra, tatra means among the nine dravyas, whatever we saw, Gandhavati Prithvi. Prithvi is that which has Gandhavati. Gandha, smell, vati, that which has smell, that is which is endowed with smell, that which is smell itself. That which has smell is Prithvi. This is the definition of Prithvi. Prithvi, if you ask what is Prithvi? That which smells is Prithvi. That which smells, whoever, even if somebody smell, it is because of the Prithvi. So, Sadvidha, that Prithvi is of two types. See, they are like, they are explaining the categories in such a way that you will be able to place all the categories properly, respectively. See, this is the similar kind of category. Even Aristotle, he also accepted similar kind of category, like Vaisheshikas. So, Saldivitha, that Prithvi is of two types. Gandhavati Prithvi, that which has smell, that which smells, that kind of Prithvi is of two types. One is Nitya, the other is Anitya. Nitya, eternal, other is Anitya, non-eternal, which is limited, so which is limited by space, time, whatever, by object, whatever, but this is limited. One is unlimited, eternal, the other is limited. What is limited and what is unlimited here? Yes. Nitya Paramanu Rupa, the Paramanu Rupa, that which is of the atom size, that which is of the form of atom, that which is atom, one atom, paramanu, two atom, dual atoms, dvenuk, two atoms, paramanus, joined together to create dvenuk, diatom, and two dvenuks joined together to give you trasreno, triatom, like this. And from the triatom state, we will be able to see with our eyes. Before that, it is only yogi pratyaksha. It is only seen by yogis. How will you know if this paramanu, which is not an object for eyes, naked eyes, how does one understand that the paramanu exists? There are two ways of explanation. One, It is yogi pratyaksha. In the meditative state, they have seen this. That is one way of saying. Or because of the meditation, they gain a divya chakshu. It's all explained in Yoga Sutra. Divya chakshu. He gains a supernatural eye. He can see even subtle things. He can see things beyond the wall, etc. These kind of X-ray eyes. The eye which Superman has. That kind of eyes. So, divya chakshu. That is one explanation. The other explanation, paramanu rupa. How does one know the paramanu exists? Karyanumeya. Nayayikas are people, logicians are people who, even though they are pratyaksha, they want to use anumana there. That is what the famous statement goes, says. That pratyakshena api visheshu anumanam icchanti nyayarasikaha. Though the object is direct in front of them, it's perceived in front of them, it's perceived through their sense organs, but still they want to use logic in that. The people who enjoy logic, they want to use logic in those objects, perceived objects. Therefore, you can say the logic, through logic one can understand, through inference one can understand there exists this paramanu. How? Karya lingaka anumana, they say. Anumana, the inference, having the karya, the effect, as the linga, the pointer. With the effect, there should be some cause for this effect. So, that cause is what we are talking about. So, paramanu rupa nitya, anitya karya rupa. Anitya is karya rupa. Karya rupa, paramanu rupa is nitya. That is the base element. The base substance, guna, attribute, whatever element, that base is paramanu rupa. For all the four elements, prithvi, apu, vayu, teja, water, air, fire and earth. For all these base elements, the basic state is paramanu rupa, atom size. And when it two atoms join, that becomes dvenuk, I said. It's a technical term, dvenuk. Two dvenuks join to give tresrayano. Some people accept two, three atoms joined together to give tresrayano. Whatever, we are not bothered really about it. So, two atoms or two dvenuks joined together to give tresrayano. This diatom, triatom, from this, whatever, other than the atom itself, single atom itself, mono atom, everything is karya. And what is the difference here? Whatever is karya, yadyat kritakam tat tat anityam. This is the simple logic they use. This is the vyapti they say. Yadyat kritakam, whatever is created, karya, that is anitya. That is that which can go through destruction, negation, dhumsa. Therefore, one is paramanu rupa which is nitya, the other is karya rupa which is anitya. There are two types of prithvi. Why I am explaining so much? Because these are all same in other elements also. So, we will not be explaining this much there. Punas trividha. Again, the karya rupa prithvi is of three types. What is that? Sharira, indriya, vishya bhedat. Sharira, indriya, vishya bhedat. Sharira, body, indriya, sense organ and vishaya, the object. So, in this three way, this prithvi, it the anitya prithvi. We have to be very clear. Anitya prithvi, because some people accept it, nitya prithvi also, but we here only refer to anitya prithvi. Anitya prithvi is of three types. Shariram, what is shariram? Body. When I say body, what is body? అస్మదాదీనాం. బాడీ లైక్ ఆర్స్, ఆర్ బాడీ, అనిమల్స్ బాడీ, బర్డ్స్ బాడీ. సో దీస్ బాడీస్ లైక్ ఆర్స్ ఇస్ దట్ విచ్ ఇస్ మేడ్ ఆఫ్ పృథ్వీ. ఎత్ అండ్ ఇంద్రియం, వాట్ ఇస్ ది సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్ రిలేటెడ్ విత్ పృథ్వీ? గంధ గ్రాహకం ఘ్రాణం నాసాగ్రవర్తి. గంధ గ్రాహకం, దట్ విచ్ స్మెల్స్, దట్ విచ్ అట్రాక్ట్స్, దట్ విచ్ రిట్రీవ్స్, దట్ విచ్ అండర్స్టాండ్స్, క్యాప్చర్స్ ది స్మెల్. గంధం ఇస్ స్మెల్, గ్రాహకం దట్ విచ్ క్యాప్చర్స్, గెయిన్స్, నోస్ దట్. ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ఘ్రాణం, ఓల్ ఫ్యాక్టరీ దేసే. ది సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్ ఆఫ్ స్మెల్, వేర్ డస్ ఇట్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్? ఇట్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ ఇన్ ది హెడ్, ఇట్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ ఇన్ ది ఐ. నో, నాసాగ్రవర్తి, ఇట్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ ఇన్ ద టిప్ ఆఫ్ ది నోస్. ద టిప్ ఆఫ్ ది నోస్, నాసాగ్రవర్తి, ఇన్ ది టిప్ ఆఫ్ ది నోస్. సీ, నో ఐ డోంట్ సీ ఎనీథింగ్. సీ, దిస్ ఇస్ నోస్, this is called golakam. Now we are not here showing the childhood days here, na show and tell. What is this nose? It's not like that. This is nose, but this is called golaka. This has nothing to do with the smell. Normally in the childhood, when we say this show and touch and show, these kind of things, what is this? They will say nose. What is it used for? To smell. This is a normal idea, general knowledge. That is not the right knowledge. Why? Nasagravarti, this is a nose. Of course, yes, this is a golaka. Golaka means a shape, an object, that's all. This is not used to smell. Until now, before studying this, we have been understanding, we have this knowledge that this nose is what we use for smelling. Now, the Shastra says, Tarka Sangraha says, it is not. How? People have beautiful nose, structured, beautiful structured nose. Long, short, whatever, whichever attracts you, they have. But, what is that? I don't smell anything, they say. They have very beautiful ear, but you speak to them, they'll just see you. What? I am talking to you. What? Tell. I am telling you. Tell. Like that. They can't hear. They might have a beautiful eye, they will not be able to see. So, this is not the sense organ. These are golakas. And the sense organ is that which exists in the tip of this, inside this golaka. And that is where in Vedanta, when we saw Panchadashi, the first chapter, we saw that this is golaka. I explained there also. I said this is golaka, and in the tip of it the indriya exists, and that indriya adhishthita devata, when it exists, the sense organ functions properly. The indriya is controlled by a devata, the deity. So, pertaining to that sense organ. So, if that sense organ, deity, functions properly, the sense organ functions properly. That is how we explained in Panchadashi. So, Vishaya. What is the Vishaya here? Vishaya, Mrutu, Pasha, Nadi, sand, stone, etc. So, these are the Vishayas. So, when we go to Padakritya, we will see. See, he said Gandhavati Prithvi. Gandhavati Prithvi, does this Lakshana fit Prithvi? Or Indriya, he said, does it fit that Lakshana? Vishaya, he said, does that Lakshana fit the name, description? So, we have to we'll be doing it in Parakritya. What is Nitya? He said, Nitya Paramanu Rupa. What is Nitya? Dvamsa Bhinnatvesati, Dvamsa Pratiyogitvam. Yesterday I started with that. Dvamsa Bhinnatvesati, it should be something which is Dvamsa, the destruction. Sati plus, it should be something which is not Pratiyogi, which is a vessel for that Dvamsa. It should be different from Dvamsa. It should not be a vessel for that Dvamsa. Object for that Dvamsa. So that is Nitya. Because we already saw, Dvamsa is eternal. Nitya. Once the pot is destroyed, that pot which is destroyed, that destruction, how long does it stay? It stays eternally. That is Nitya. So we have to remove that Dvamsa also. Check. Dvamsa Bhinnatve Sati. Apart from Dvamsa, because Dvamsa is eternal. So apart from Dvamsa, it should not be something which is a vessel for that Dvamsa, object for that Dvamsa also. So that is because whatever is object for Dvamsa, vessel for Dvamsa, it has the potentiality to get destroyed. It is not Nitya. It is Anitya. That which has the potentiality of getting destroyed is Anitya. Therefore he says, Dvamsa Apratiyogi. It is not a vessel for Dvamsa. Pratiyogi will say vessel. Okay? That is the simplest of explanation for it. So, vessel for Dvamsa. It is not a vessel for Apratiyogi. Therefore it is not a vessel for Dvamsa. It is not an object of Dvamsa. Okay. If you say just that, then Dvamsa will become this Padakritya. Each Pada in the definition will examine. If you just say Dvamsa Apratiyogi, it is not an object vessel for Dvamsa, then Dvamsa also becomes eternal. We don't want Dvamsa to be eternal. We don't want to attach Dvamsa in that eternity. So we'll say Dvamsa Bhinnatve Sati. It should be being something different from Dvamsa. Sati Saptami in the seventh case. Being something different from Dvamsa, it should also be not the vessel of Dvamsa. Okay. Dvamsa Bhinnatve Sati, if I say, should be something different from Dvamsa. Everything is different from Dvamsa. Everything which get destroyed, the object of Dvamsa, the destruction is Anitya. Therefore, it will also go to this. Therefore, we have to add both. It should be different from Dvamsa and it should not be vessel for Dvamsa also at the same time. No. What is Apaha? What is water? Shita Sparshavatyaha Apaha. Ta dvidhaha nityaha anityascha nityaha paramanu rupaha anityaha karya rupaha punastrividhaha sharirendriya vishya bhedat shariram varna loke indriyam rasagrahakam rasanam jihvagravarti vishayaha sharit sarit samudradihi shita sparshavatyaha apaha strilinga. It is Bahuvachana also. So, Apaha is Nitya Bahuvachana. It should be always used in plural. That is why it says, Dvidhaha, not Dvidaha. Dvidhaha, Taha, Dvidhaha. They are of two types. Shita Sparshavatya Apaha. What is the definition for Apaha? Water. Shita Sparshavatya. It is cold to touch. That is what is water. That which has this when you touch, that which gives you the experience of coldness, that is water. Now, boiling water, we see in the hot springs, etc. Is it not water then? No. That is water, but the boiling, the temperature is not the nature of water. Then it is in relationship with fire, its nature changes. In the same way, water, it tastes, smells also badly sometimes. So, Gandhavati Prithvi, water, is it Prithvi? Because water smells. If you say, we'll say, no, the smell pertains to the Prithvi with relationship to the earth in which the water exists. The water smells good or bad. It tastes good or bad. So, these are things which you have to understand.